Chapter 11. The True Worshippers. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. John chapter 4, verse 23. Ontology honors God, the one mind, body, universe, not only above all else, but as the all in all. It is not willing to divide the honor of God with any person, book, church, method, or system of thought or thing. The practice of ontology is the acceptance of the whole as omnipresent and universal. With the Christ, it invites, come, take, accept, enter thou. Could it be simpler, reader? Could you be asked to do less? The Christ message today, as 2,000 years ago, presents itself to receptive hearts. For such alone will hear and heed it. Jesus wept over Jerusalem, and many today may weep over those who will not heed the great answer. But none can say that life is not fair, just and altogether loving, since it asks only that we worship it as our own and as all there is. How could God, the one life and consciousness, be all if there were countless human beings, each with a mind, life, being, and individuality of his own? Thus, in order for you to decide that good and perfection are all, you will of necessity need to eliminate yourself and everyone else as separate, limited individualities. Then, and then only, will you be worshiping the true God who is one universal presence, perfect, complete, all harmonious and eternal. It was when Jesus asked Peter, "Whom say ye that I am?" that Peter caught a glimpse of the wonder, power, and glory of Christ as the one selfhood, in contradistinction to the many imperfect forms of individualities, and replied, "Thou art the Christ." In praise and glorification of Peter's true viewpoint, Jesus returned, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee. You do not discern this as an individual, but my Father which is in heaven, the Spirit of the whole, has revealed it unto you. And upon this rock, premise, I will build my church, establish my message, and the gates of hell, any opposition, shall not prevail against it." Matthew 16, verses 15 through 18. What was Jesus' mission if not to bring the message of oneness and allness to those who, because of the false acceptance of themselves as individual identities, were limited and restricted in every way? In the God state, or state of knowing who and what we are, there is no choice. But while one sojourns as an individual, he must of necessity choose whether to remain as such or be the true worshipper who accepts the self as the one all.